כמה ירושלמי, קורסוי תקווה כמה בבלי, דף למד גימל, ובגין ירושלמי על דף תס ויין עמד א', ועיסק המשנה את הלכה חס. המבקר ברושס היוחד והזיק ברושס הרבם, ברושס הרבם והזיק ברושס היוחד, ברושס היוחד והזיק ברושס היוחד, אחר חייב. And the man was chopping wood in a Rosh Hashanah and damaged in another's Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, or was chopping in Rosh Hashanah and damaged in another's Rosh Hashanah, he is liable for the four types of damages, but he's not liable for the payment of boshes, embarrassment, which is only if he intended to harm. Like Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Haya Imed ben Makea, Eitzem ben Chatziroi, ben Nechas Poel Ledvoya Tzcharoi, ben Nitzah HaBakas ve Zikasoi, Chayev, ben Meis, Ein Agoyle. The Gemara says, from Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, if one was standing and chopping wood in his courtyard, and a worker entered to claim his wage, and a piece of the wood was thrown and damaged him, then he's liable. If he died, he's not exiled. Atani Rav Chiya Pata, the Gemara asked Rav Chiya taught that he's exempt. Le Pligi, Ma Dama Rav Yosi, V'sho'o, Ma Dama Rav Chiya, V'sho'lo'o. The Gemara answers, they don't disagree. Rav Yosi discusses when he saw the victim, and Rav Chiya discusses when he did not see him. Am in bishulei ra'u, kein sha'amalei hikaneis chayev, v'atani Rav Chiya Pata. The Gemara asks, well, if Rav Chiya exempts only when he didn't see him, since he said enter, he should be liable. However, a brisa teaches Rav Chiya exempts. Kein sha'amalei hikaneis soch lishmor atzmai. He answers, since he said enter, one who enters must guard himself. If the Baimema came to Amalei Hekaneis, Narsis Kuchot Hashutfin. Someone to say, unlike Rav Chiya, that since he said enter, it becomes like a chotza, a courtyard of partners, and they are liable for damages. Dam Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yanai, Hashutfin, Koinim, Zeh Mizeh, B'chotza, B'chayavim, Zeh B'nizkei Zeh, Zeh B'nizkei Zeh. Rav Yochanan, quoting Rav Yanai, said that partners can acquire from each other in a joint loan chotza, and each is liable for damage to the other. The Gemara didn't Rav say that he filled the entire width of Rosh Hashanah. If not, he would collect from one who broke his kli, and he would be exempt if someone that was damaged through his kli. But over here, did he fill Rosh Hashanah? The victim could have gone elsewhere. The answer is, since it's normal for one to go into the courtyard, it's as if he filled the entire courtyard. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Tes. Shnei Shvorim, Tomim, Shechavlu Zeh Bezeh, Meshalmim B'Moisa, Chetzi Nezek, Shnei Moadim, Meshalmim B'Moisa, Nezek Shalim. If two Tom oxen damage each other, whichever damage more pays half the excess damage. If they're Muad, they pay all the excess damage. Echad Tom Echad Muad, Muad B'Tam, Meshalmim B'Moisa, Nezek Shalim. If one is Tom and one is Muad, if the greater damage was the muad to the tam, it pays all the excess damage. Tam be muad, mishalim be moisa, chetzi nezek. If the greater damage was the tam to the muad, then it pays half the excess damage. Chen shnei anoshim shechavlu zeh bezeh, mishalim be moisa, nezek shalim. Similarly, if two men damage each other, then whoever damaged more pays all the excess damage. Adam be muad, muad be adam, mishalim be moisa, nezek shalim. If a man damaged a muad ox and the muad damaged the man, Then whoever did more damage pays all the excess damage. Adam batam batam ba'adam, Adam batam mishalim b'moisa nezek shalim. If a man damaged a tam, and the tam damaged the man, if the man damaged the tam more, he pays all the excess damage. Batam ba'adam mishalim b'moisa chetzi nezek. If the tam damaged the man more, it pays half the excess damage. Rekiva Aimer, Af Tam Shechava Ba'adam, Meshalim B'Moisa Nezek Shalim. Rekiva says, even a Tam that damaged a man pays all the excess damage. Shor Shavah Manash and Agash Veshor Shavah Masayim, Ve'en HaNaveh Yafek Klum, Neitilis HaShor. If an ox worth 100 gourd, an ox worth 200, and the carcass it has no value, then the victim takes the ox the gourd. Shavah Shor Shavim Masayim, Shonagach, Veshor Shavim Masayim, Ben Nevele Yafiklum, Amu Bimeya, Alze Nema, Omoches Ashor Achai, Chatzois Kaspoi. Bimeya says if an ox worth 200 gourd, an ox worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, in this case, the Torah said they will sell the live ox and split the money. אמלי בביהודה, וכן הלוכה קיימתיה, ומחו את השור, אחי וכל סס כספוי, ולי קיימתיה, וגם מסמס יחצון. ביהודה says, you fulfilled that pasuk, but you didn't fulfill the phrase, also the dead ox, they will split. ואיזה זה, זה שור שווה מסיים, שנורך לשור שווה מסיים, והנבילה יופך חמישים זוז, זה נטל חצי החי וחצי המס, וזה נטל חצי החי וחצי המס. What's the case of this pasuk? An ox worth 200, golden ox worth 200, and the carcass is worth 50. Each gets half the live ox and half the dead ox. And the Gemara says, שור שווה מונה, שנורך לשור שווה מסיים, ואין הנבילה יופך כלום, נטל את השור. Gemara brings from the Mishnah of an ox worth 100, golden ox worth 200, and the carcass is worthless, and the victim takes the ox. He gets only half the loss due to the wounding, therefore, since the tom pays only migufa from its own value, if the ox, the gourd, died or weakened, he gets only that ox. חזר אחרין וחבר בי גימול של זוב, השני משלם לראשון חצי דינר זוב. If an ox worth 100 gold, an ox worth 200, and weakened it, decreasing its value 50 zuz, if the latter returned and wounded it 3 gold dinar, which is 75 zuz, the latter pays the former half a gold dinar, which is half the excess damage. שור שווה מסיים, שנורך שור שווה מסיים, השפיח, והיו יופי 400, If an ox worth 200 gold, an ox worth 200, and it decreased 50, and it improved and it's worth 400, and had it not gold it, it would be worth 800 zuz. If it improved before it stood in the beistin, to pay the damage, the victim receives only, like at the time of the damage, 25. If it weakened, he receives only like the time it stood in Beis Din. Amma Rabbi Lo, Kini Masnisen, Hishpiach Hamazik, Kimad Shalei Omad Bedin, Hishpiach Eina Ele Keshas Nizkoi, Hichish Eina Ele Keshas Hamadtoi Beis Din. And Rabbi Lo says that the Brisa should say, if the damage improved, if it improved before it stood in Beis Din, the victim receives only like the time of the damage. If it weakened, he receives only like at the time that it stood in Beis Din. My time with the mayor, what's the mayor's reasoning? It's the pasuk in Shmos Chafala Perek Lamed Hey that they will sell the live ox and split the money. How does the mayor fulfill the phrase, also the dead ox they will split? This teaches that he loses half the damage and he loses half the damage.